Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This is Chaos Embracing the Future of Magic, edited by Peter J. Carroll, is a contemporary occult anthology focused on the development and future direction of chaos magic. Carroll is one of the central figures in the formation of modern chaos magic, known for works such as Liber Null and Psychonaut and Liber Chaos, and his editorial role gives the collection a direct link to the tradition it examines. The book gathers essays by multiple practitioners, with a foreword by historian Ronald Hutton, to present chaos magic as a living and adaptable magical current rather than a closed system. Its subject matter includes belief as a tool, sigils, magical servants, egregores, witchcraft, animus sorcery, tarot, virtual and cyber magic, neurohacking, esoteric Buddhism, and the eight chaos gods. The purpose is not simply introductory. It surveys where chaos magic has been, how it is being used now, and how practitioners may reshape it for future magical work. Firstly, belief is treated as a practical instrument rather than a permanent doctrine. A central theme of This Is Chaos is the characteristic chaos magic view that belief can be adopted, intensified, discarded, or redesigned according to the needs of practice. This distinguishes chaos magic from traditions that depend on stable theology, inherited ritual authority, or fixed metaphysical commitments. In the book, techniques such as sigils and magical servants are important because they show belief being converted into operational form. A sigil compresses intention into a symbolic device, while a servant or thought form gives a repeated intention a more autonomous imaginative structure. The reasoning behind these practices is pragmatic. A belief system matters less as a statement of ultimate truth than as a framework that can produce altered attention, emotional charge, symbolic focus, and practical action. The anthology presents this flexibility as both a strength and a responsibility. If belief is a tool, the practitioner must learn how to select tools carefully, avoid self-deception, and evaluate results without becoming trapped by a favorite paradigm. The book, therefore, frames chaos magic as experimental practice, not as random eclecticism. Secondly, the anthology structure presents chaos magic as a plural and contested field. This Is Chaos is significant because it does not reduce chaos magic to the viewpoint of a single author, even though Peter J. Afe. Carroll provides a historically important editorial center, but the contributors represent a wide range of contemporary practitioners, and the collection is designed to show diversity within the field rather than enforce doctrinal agreement. This matters because chaos magic has often defined itself through adaptability, personal experimentation, and resistance to rigid orthodoxy. An anthology is therefore an especially suitable form for the subject. It can place established voices beside newer or more heterodox approaches, allowing readers to see how the same core principles are interpreted in different magical environments. The presence of Ronald Hutton as forward writer also helps frame the subject historically, connecting contemporary practice to broader studies of modern paganism, occultism, and magical innovation. The result is not a single manual with one ladder of techniques. It is closer to a map of current tendencies, showing how chaos magic remains internally varied while still recognizable through its emphasis on results, paradigm shifting, symbolic experimentation, and practitioner autonomy. Thirdly, chaos magic is shown moving across witchcraft, tarot, animism, and digital culture. One of the book's strongest areas is its attention to the way chaos magic intersects with other practices and environments. The listed subjects include witchcraft, animus sorcery, tarot, virtual reality, cyber magic, and neural hacking. These are not merely decorative additions. They illustrate how chaos magic functions as a method of adaptation. When chaos magic meets witchcraft, it can reinterpret spells, spirits, and ritual forms through a pragmatic lens. When it meets tarot, divination can become not only prediction or reflection, but also a tool for constructing symbolic fields of action. In animist contexts, chaos magic can engage spirits and agencies while still allowing the practitioner to treat models flexibly. Digital and virtual practices extend this adaptability into technological spaces where identity, symbol, image, and interaction are already fluid. Neurohacking similarly points toward experimentation with attention, perception, habit, and altered states. The reasoning that links these areas is that magic is not confined to inherited ceremonial settings. It can operate wherever symbols, intentions, bodies, environments, and feedback systems interact. Fourthly, scientific language is used as a modern framework. Not as simple proof of magic, the book positions chaos magic in relation to scientific and modern intellectual paradigms, especially ideas associated with quantum physics, chaos theory, information, causality, and systems of experimentation. This aspect should be read carefully. The value of such language in chaos magic is not that it conclusively proves magical claims in a laboratory sense. Rather, it gives practitioners a conceptual vocabulary for uncertainty, probability, non-linearity, feedback, and observer participation. Chaos magic has often preferred this style of thinking to religious dogma because it encourages testing, model building, revision, and provisional belief. The anthology appears to continue that tendency by treating magical practice as something closer to experimental design than devotional conformity. At the same time, the responsible reader should distinguish metaphor, occult theory, and empirical science. References to quantum or chaos concepts can be intellectually productive when they help describe complexity and unpredictability. But they become weak if used as vague justification. The book stands at an interesting boundary. It uses modern scientific imagination to energize magical theory while maintaining the chaos magic preference for practical results over. Final explanations. Lastly, personal mythology, egregores, and thought forms expand the idea of magical agency. This is chaos. Gives attention to personal mythology and collective or semi-autonomous magical constructs, such as egregores and servants. These ideas are central to the way chaos magic understands agency. Instead of assuming that every deity's spirit or force must be either objectively external or merely imaginary, chaos magic often works in the middle territory where imagination, attention, repetition, group belief, and symbolic behavior generate functional presences. A personal mythology can organize a practitioner's experiences into a coherent magical language, while an egregore can emerge from shared focus within a group, movement, or tradition. Servitors and thought forms make this process more deliberate by giving a task, name, image, or behavioral pattern to a constructed agency. The practical implication is that the magician becomes a designer of symbolic ecosystems, not only a user of inherited symbols. The limitation is also clear: created agencies can reflect the biases, obsessions, and blind spots of their makers. The book's emphasis on these themes suggests a mature chaos magic concerned not only with producing effects, but also with understanding how magical identities and forces are generated. In conclusion, This Is Chaos is best suited to readers who already have some interest in modern occultism, chaos magic, witchcraft, ritual experimentation, or contemporary esoteric theory. It can also benefit readers familiar with Peter J. Carroll, who want to see how later practitioners have extended, revised, or complicated the current he helped define. The practical benefit lies in its range of approaches readers encounter methods and concepts connected to sigils, thought forms, egregores, tarot, animist practice, cyber magic, and self-designed belief systems. The intellectual benefit is broader. The book shows chaos magic as a field shaped by experimentation, symbolic engineering, and ongoing debate rather than by inherited authority alone. Compared with single-author chaos magic manuals, This Is Chaos stands out because it presents a cross-section of contemporary voices. Compared with older foundational texts, it is more explicitly concerned with the future of the tradition and with its contact zones, digital culture, neurohacking, esoteric Buddhism, and hybrid magical practice. It is not likely to be the simplest first book for a complete beginner, because anthologies require readers to compare perspectives rather than follow one sequence. Its value is as a serious snapshot of a living magical movement, edited by a figure closely associated with its origins and oriented toward its next transformations. If you would like to support Peter J. Carroll edited by, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. And after reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.